I feel, right. Is it weird that I feel guilty when I say that I'm hungover in front of Mike? Is that bad?
You shouldn't feel guilty.
Okay.
You should feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, you should feel like a piece of shit that you are for bringing that up.
You know that saying, sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Yeah.
I get that often.
I'm sick and tired of hearing that
saying.
You
know that phrase about this booth looked bigger when we weren't all three sitting in it?
You know what? Yeah, it does look bigger.
And
this
now
is
like it funnels us all.
The good thing about this booth is that this is the Paul McCartney, Taylor Swift booth. This is where they always sit when they come in.
This is where they always sit.
I started the recording because it looks like the battery's low, and I want to hope that we get through it.
Mm. How does that work? Like when the battery dies, does it just eliminate all the gold that had been spun before?
No, it stays on there, but we have like another. Once the battery dies, we have
3 hours and 47 minutes.
That's a problem because this is going to be a tight four hour show.
Tight 4 hours. Tight four. Tight four.
There's such a chasm between the morning hungover Anderson and the done with the day.
Drunk
ready to
Anderson?
Go out and have a couple pops, Anderson. I mean, they're two completely different people.
Which one do you like more?
Oh, the night guy is great. Morning guy is such a puss.
You know what I remember?
Like
about,
in the shower,
is
I'm
this
just
morning?
Going. Yeah, I'm still. This is morning for me right now. And in the shower, I'm just sitting there going like,
"It's 1:30.
How much longer can I go on like this?
Water
this
hurts.
Is unhealthy."
You know what I miss about the hangover?
Oh, I hate
is when it goes away. The euphoria.
It's pretty tight. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty. Nice. It's like a high.
Do you think, though, the in the shower regret thing, is that a sign, like, if you're...
don't give me some kind of, like, sad...
No, like, do you think it's better if you're just a person that's, like,
that goes, yeah.
A hangover, and you're just like, what is
I'm
what
paying
it is?
The price for
or
a
is
good
it better
time.
To be like, oh, man, like, I can't keep doing this to myself? But then you keep doing it to yourself.
It's better.
Which one's better?
It's better to be...
Are you aware
it is.
Of the consequences? Is that good? But then you're also... You keep doing it, so you're kind of unaware of the consequences?
Like, I find myself, like, thinking of, like, people that died late in life who drank. I'm like, yeah, well, if that guy can do it, that guy can do it.
I always justified it by that.
Yeah.
I also justified drinking with, I'm depressed, I need a drink, I'm happy, I need a drink, I need to celebrate, I need a drink,
I'm
bored,
I need a drink. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The I'm bored one came up a lot.
When you're bored, you need two drinks.
Dos drinkos.
So that's how I order. Oh, you know what? I shouldn't be disclosing this, but you know, I'll go to a bar and I usually order two beers. Two.
Yeah.
I don't want to like, bother you for another one. You know, in 2 minutes.
Why don't you
plus
go
I
shot?
Like one, I like a warm
now, shot this, beer.
This is what I should not be disclosing, but I'm going to. One of the reasons why I think I'm feeling this guilt, my 7-Eleven guy. There's a new kid in there.
Yeah.
Indian
new
fella.
New kid on the block.
Real nice guy, and you know, I kind of make it a habit to, you know, every few nights I'll go in there and I'll buy, you know, a few beers, and I get the two packs of cigarettes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm supposed to have quit months ago.
Yeah.
And
it's just for keeping up appearances.
The Indian kid, he's like, party tonight?
I'm like, no. Just life.
Going home by myself
just
right now.
Just filling a void in my soul.
3 days later, party? Another party? No. No, I'm just restocking. And then I went in there a couple nights ago, and I got one beer. Just one, right? But it was a tall boy. One of those double deckers. And he's like, this makes me happy. I worry for you. I'm like, what the fuck is 7-Eleven, dude?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's a little presumptuous.
Your 7-Eleven guy is a lot better than mine.
I'm starting to go to another 7-Eleven now.
My 7-Eleven is, first of all, it's a circus. The people that go in there.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And
peanuts on the ground?
The people that work there.
How do they get the elephants in?
Have bad attitudes. They don't, I'm assuming they don't like Americans.
White people in general, yeah. They don't care
for the exception
Europe.
Of one guy who I love, and his name is Khan.
Oh, that's good.
And he is overly nice.
Does he have H in the name?
Yes.
There's an H?
But he might be.
K-H-A-N.
Patronize him to you.
Okay, so his name is Khan.
Can we get him on the program next week?
We absolutely can. He's into it. He listens.
Are you serious?
There's a woman, though, who works in there who is the C word, big
Wait,
time. She won't even make eye contact, won't say hi,
she's
won't say
cont.
Thank you. Yeah, she's a con. And I decided, I played a little game with her where I chilled her.
You chilled
and
her.
And it felt dirty. Like, I didn't say hi. I didn't say thank you. I just ran my card and walked out.
Nice.
And she turned her. She had turned her back on me already, so it didn't matter.
He was imitating me.
But
that's
I decided,
how I go through life.
I'm going to give her a hug next time I see her. And then her husband's going to whip her, thinking she's having an affair.
I believe it's stoning that she should be worried about.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard it on the radio, the news, you know, where I get most of my info, little AM talk with the quick little snippets of what's going on around the world, and they found like two like a mom and a dad stoned in their car with the kids in the back, and I was like so disturbed and upset about it, and I'm like, oh wait, they're high. I thought that they're stoned to death in their front seat.
Yeah, it's hard to get leverage when you're throwing a stone from the back seat. Believe me,
I didn't think the kids did it. I thought that like some kind of radical extremist group came and stoned the parents,
and they
left
forgot they didn't check the back seat because the windows were tinted.
Yeah.
You know what's like happening?
Plot twist, they were just radically stoned.
Oh, and then I also heard this just in. Don't leave your kids in car seats because they die. They die in car seats. Yeah. Not in the car. They just like asphyxiate, apparently.
What?
Yeah. You can't put your kids anywhere.
That's breaking news.
You got to bubble wrap them.
I thought you just get one of those styrofoam coolers.
Yeah. No, like a lot of people,
fill it full of balls.
Lazy parents, I guess. They put their kid in the car seat, then they unbuckle them, and then bring the whole car seat in, and just let the kid sit there. And I guess the kids are like slouching down. And this one kid just died recently, like at a daycare center.
Like on his carotid artery.
I don't know about that. I don't know if the carotid gets severed.
Maybe
there.
That kid. Maybe God called him home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What it was.
Yeah. If you're not strong enough to sit up in a chair.
Yeah, it's like a baby lion that doesn't survive. Yeah.
Is Tyler really low?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going into the red when he talks.
Okay, well, that's because he just yelled to compensate. Just
talk again.
Talk again, baby.
Sorry, Mike, you're going to say something. I cut you off like a rude prick because I want to talk about dead kids.
Are you going to introduce the show?
That's good that you're going to talk about dead kids because that ties into what I was going to bring up.
It's not good that I was talking about dead kids. It's not.
I was going
to
bring up.
Welcome to the program, everybody. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my left. And there's Ty Ty straight across from me, making eye contact, making me feel uncomfortable. This is the After Disaster live from the world-famous Hollywood Improv.
In a little booth.
We're in a booth in the back corner of the showroom. And it's
yes. And you want to know what's happening in this club tonight that ties into dead kids?
Sure do. But stay tuned for some message from our sponsors.
Load-in happens this afternoon, but that
load-in.
Show...
What is load-in?
The crew shows up, but that show Taps, the ghost show.
No idea what you're talking about.
Spending the night here tonight to look for ghosts.
Taps?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Like the song that they play at military funerals?
Just like that. Yeah, but it stands
for
like...
Where's the ghost?
Something paranormal.
A show no one's heard.
Yeah.
Before.
I'm sorry about it. Either way, the problem with that is that they're setting up in my office because that's where they think the ghosts are.
What if they're right?
Why, maybe this is all like an elaborate ruse on you, and they're actually...
To fire me? This is the best way they could think to get rid of me?
That would be a very elaborate plan.
They're like, Mike, there's 30 ghosts.
We got to move the printer out and the computer out and all your junk.
Hey, do you think it's a bad sign if they find the ghosts, but the ghosts are all quiet and not laughing?
Yeah. What if they find... you know what? There's got to be ghosts in here if there's a such thing, which I don't believe there is, so there's not.
I wish I saw a ghost. That'd be sweet
me
if
too.
I saw a ghost. You know
me
why?
Me too.
Life-affirming. Afterlife-affirming. Confirmation.
Don't you think...
But not a great afterlife-affirming.
Like, okay, let me point out this
be
is...
a weird, like, misty, like, spray that, like, just gives little chills on spooky nights. I don't want to do that.
I don't know if this ties in, by the way. I'm not just going off on a tangent, but I don't know if they edited it afterwards, but...
Taps. We're talking about
when
taps.
When I was doing...
Something paranormal.
Allison Rosen's podcast, we could go, both of her advertisers...
Ghost.
I started interrupting with other stories that kind of shit on the advertisers.
Yeah.
And I think they edited that a little bit.
I bet they would.
Because I was like, sorry. She's talking about Casper mattresses. And I go, you want to know what a good mattress is?
Oh, Michael.
And I started talking about Duxiana. And then I started thinking about Casper, which is like
you?
The new podcast advertising.
Yeah.
They're on every podcast.
Well, now they're starting to split. What you see is you see them. They start on podcasts, and then they move into actual radio, and then the TV. Once you start seeing them on
Casper billboard, have you seen it?
Yeah, no. I've seen it.
Yes,
it's one of the valley.
I have.
It says the mattress for furries.
For furries?
Yeah, and
it's like a
guy wearing. It's like a drawing of a kid wearing, or man, I don't know,
a fox
wearing
outfit?
Like a fox costume,
what?
Playing with like a teddy bear.
Is that a real thing?
That's weird.
Swear to God.
That's
it's
very
on the,
odd.
It's on
but don't you find it weird that that's the name of a cat? They named it after a ghost?
It's C-A-S-P-A-R.
Like Casper Hausen?
Like any other Casper that's not a ghost.
All I know is we're giving them a lot of free plugs here. I have a Casper bed.
Do you really?
It's fantastic. I love it.
Did you pay for it?
No.
Oh, must be nice.
They advertised on a program that I
Film
that
Vault?
I host. Yeah.
Did they really?
Then they sent myself a mattress, and then Brian's
like,
$1,000. Where's my mattress? I would like a mattress, too. May I have a mattress? And then they sent him one like 3 months later.
Did he really send an email?
Did he
like,
yeah,
it?
Numerous. Yeah. I've been waiting for my mattress. Anderson got a mattress. I did not get a mattress.
I couldn't help but notice when I got home. I opened my mailbox, and there was not a mattress inside.
You know what? A good prank to play with people is if they have a Casper delivered, take it into the smallest space in their house and crack it open.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to open them because they come in a small little box. It looks like one of those like small refrigerators, and then you open the box, and it just expands right there before you just start sucking air.
I was going to say it'd be great to make like a Just Add Water mattress company, but I guess that's sounds
water
like
bed.
Don't
add water. Water bed. Every bed's a water
bed
when
you
wet your
pants. If you could get a stamp in the mail, just just add water to it.
That'd be
like,
pretty steep.
That'd be pretty good.
So,
pretty
yes.
good. It'd be pretty good when someone spills water in the mailbox and it explodes.
It's raining and the poor mailman is walking in the rain.
700 pounds on his back all of a sudden. Hey, you know what I saw today in front of this very club that really irritated me? Was
Anderson?
The parking enforcement person, and they weren't driving a Prius or a Civic like they normally are. They were driving a brand new four-door, four-wheel drive Jeep.
Yeah. That's because they pay for it with all the tickets, bullshit tickets that they get.
They should
that
not
that
be driving.
That department's doing pretty well, right?
$30,000 four-wheel drive.
Hey, we're parked in the neighborhood. We cool?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Depends on what side
don't
of the street.
Don't say you don't.
I don't know. I don't know.
I parked, I think, right behind you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You parked like a half a block away, right? On
yeah.
the right?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
The sign says,
I tapped you. I give you a little love
sign
tap.
Sign says parking from 8 to 2-hour parking from 8
screaming
to 6.
For a love back to time. Allison Rosen's podcast. Yes, yeah. I'm sure that they did cut that up and cut out your negative ne'er-do-well comments.
What gall? How dare they?
They got Jeff Fox, right? He's the producer over there. Yeah, didn't he say also, like, I'll fix the air conditioning in
yes.
post? Well,
a noise I didn't even
that.
Hear.
Right.
A noise I didn't hear.
Tyler, can you eliminate?
Is he the one that does the jokes? Like, if you interrupt Allison Rosen's commercials, you might be a Mike Carano?
What?
I don't know.
Jeff
I
that
like
was
that,
a stretch. Not Foxworthy.
Does that count as a joke?
Tyler, do you think you can eliminate all of the sounds of the cleaning lady?
I can
clean.
I don't
me.
Think
I can
that,
drop
I
you
don't
out.
Think those sounds are going to be picked up. I do like the soothing sounds of easy listening radio in the background.
Yeah, what is that? Is that a satellite radio? What?
We need to ask her. But
oh, that's hers. She's the one.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
I don't know if that's picking up, but there's some dulcet tones playing. Wait, yeah. hold on. Shh.
Ooh, like it.
Sounds like an 80s movie.
It does. Montage scene of us like hitting the yeah. big time.
Go ahead.
Us going shopping for new duds down
Melrose.
Duds.
At Fred Siegel's.
Duds.
And other fancy
How did that
places.
Come up?
How did that become a thing?
Yeah, I got to go get some new duds. Maybe there was something called a dud, like it was overalls.
Like Dudley's.
Yeah, that's it. We figured it out. Masters of everything.
Oh, I've got some Masters of Sciences for us.
Yeah?
Yeah. But do we
talk
have
about dead kids.
Dead kids stories?
Go ahead, dead dude stories. What?
Dead.
I'm sorry, I'm reading.
Jesus,
the text
what are you
message.
Doing?
I'm sorry, I got a text message.
Easy, Dr. Drew.
I'm sorry, it's important because I'm reserving my spot at on the Fox lot to see Revenant on Tuesday.
Jeff What's
Fox?
Revenant?
Must see Revenant.
Yeah, I want to see that.
What is it?
Thanks for the invite.
It's a film that's going to be up for many awards by the director of Birdman.
Hmm.
And it has a lot of good people in it, such as Tom Hardy and Leo DiCaprio.
Okay.
And it's a man's man movie. And in a year filled with feminist movement movies and strong female characters, which I'm all for, but it seems like it's an onslaught this year. Revenant is going to be just a man's man movie.
Good. Wipe away the bad taste in my mouth left from Caitlyn Jenner accepting an award for Woman of the Year when she's not a fucking... Well...
Wow. Going down this road.
I'll tell you the road I'm going down.
What's
is,
the new? She
is,
used to be a man.
It's fucking insane that there's women that are doing good things that have been around and have struggled for years and years and years, and they give it to a fucking weirdo. All that's right, that's the road.
Okay.
That's the fucking road. What I a goddamn she, fucking waste.
I think she's brave. I think she's a hero. And
she's not brave. Not a hero.
Offended by your comments.
And I firmly believe in my heart he... got a sex change for publicity only.
No, I don't believe that.
I firmly believe that.
I don't believe that.
You know why I believe that? I sat and watched an episode of The Kardashians, which I've never seen before.
That was all
and
sex?
It's the most vacant thing I've ever seen in my fucking life.
That show?
Yeah, they spent minutes and minutes talking about what do you want to do for your birthday. I'm like, what?
No, it's a really good show. It should win show of the year.
That's not,
it's
well,
brave.
It's not a thing.
It's
okay, I nominated for show of the year.
I've never seen it. Did you see watch a full episode of it?
I watched about 80% of one episode.
See, it's on in the background often, and it makes no sense to me. And a lot of smart, strong,
it's like
women that I know watch.
I know it's
religiously.
Like
you're mistaken about the first part.
It's like Instagram if it was a TV show. It's just like watching
a smart, strong woman would never
things.
Watch that show because wow. it's vacant. Mm-hmm. And I'm not jumping on the Kardashian bandwagon, badmouthing them. I think I commend Kim Kardashian for making $60 million. For a person that has no talent,
what
I
we,
think that's pretty good.
I don't know.
Is money equals security?
I just like to
we're
treading out
new territory that no podcast has ever touched.
Mike Carano just personally attacked my wife.
Oh, sorry. Well, to be honest, well, to be fair about it, friends of mine, whom I care for a lot, watch it. Tara watched
start
it.
Start the backpedaling,
watched.
Baby.
What happened?
She,
why'd she stop watching?
She was at a party, like a. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, let's not. Let's.
Yeah, she was at a party that leads up to awards ceremonies where you go kiss the four impresses ass.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you how great you are.
Yes.
And how they're voting for you or your show for the Golden Globes. Mm. And she had two bottles of small bottles of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And then came home and repeated over and over, "I want Taco Bell." And I was like, this is annoying as hell.
All right. I feel like you probably should not talk about this anymore.
I'm curious where the story is going.
She had the TV on and woke up to the Kardashians and laid there watching it. I wasn't there.
That's how she watched it.
Yeah.
That's the only time she ever saw it. She was too hungover to reach the remote.
I'm sure she had seen it before because I don't want to, you know, I just like to pretend like people I know don't watch that show because I watched it. And I didn't get it. I thought it was going to have some, I thought it was going to be entertaining.
No, Mike, it's just nothing.
I thought the show was going to be entertaining. I drove an hour in traffic.
You're not entertained?
No, the show is unentertaining.
All right, we'll talk about dead kids. Let's bring it around to something positive.
Why don't we ask the cleaning lady if she's ever seen a ghost in here?
Or if her child has died.
I think that's probably maybe 50-50, so we shouldn't ask that.
Shut up.
We should all take bets on where she's from.
Okay, I'll say Mexico.
I'm going to say Guatemala.
Okay, what do you say, Tyler? Sweden? You're out. Yeah, I want to tell you, I like her a lot more than the other guy.
The other guy?
The
is she
regular,
Caitlyn Jenner, too?
She's filling in for the regular cleaning guy who's kind of a douche.
Yeah, well, he spray paint. I mean, he puts cleaning products on your pictures, and you ask him not to, and he continues to.
Yeah. And we had a rough beginning, and I have already told this story, but my boss, who used to have an office here, the guy who owns the club, thought it was funny to tell that guy that I told him that the cleaning guy was peeing in my office. And I went, "Why'd you tell him that?" He goes, "I thought it'd be funny." So he still, that was like 10 years ago, he still gives me dirty looks like, "Why'd you tell someone I peed in your office?" I don't know if they were all joking and I took it personally.
Maybe. Kind of like about the ghosts in your office right now. Seems like everything leads back to your office in your head.
It's the center point of
is
this
it?
Club. Yeah. Yeah. It's right up there.
We need to get rid of Mike Carano. We don't know how to fire him, but we know he's got.
Well,
a
when
huge
you see
phobia,
my office, you'll know how they started to get rid of me. They gave me they put me in an attic that overlooks the showroom.
Let's invent a show that doesn't exist. We'll call it Taps.
Yeah, Taps.
We'll have him come into the
stand
club.
For?
I'm kind of interested. Like, we're allowed to come to the club tonight and spend the night because they have a bunch of people sleeping here all night.
Are they kids?
No, it's a show. Where they do?
Oh yeah, they're looking for dead
paranormal.
Kids. Wait, why would dead kids be haunting
the night?
No, I don't know if they're looking for dead. Why would kids come to a
because
comedy
because you
club?
Said this ties into dead kids?
Yeah,
you
dead
launched into
ghosts. It. Those kids are ghosts.
Yeah, why would dead kids
and
hang
they
out
forever
here?
Haunt their playrooms until their parents are vindicated?
That would suck if you're a dead kid and you're a ghost and you're stuck in the improv with a bunch of like.
Oh, it'd suck. You're like
old
I don't,
man
this guy's
comedy.
Not even
you're
funny.
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, what
What's
about Barney?
Mean?
When's Barney gonna perform?
I'm so distracted by the improv logo right now. It looks like one of those motorcycle guys in Tron made it.
It kind of does.
You know what I mean? Like, it looks like somebody with really bad palsy was trying to... Because it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And then the
squiggly.
M.
It's called Piccadilly, that font.
Is it really a font?
Yeah.
Piccadilly?
Yeah.
Everybody check out Piccadilly because it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
You really sold it. Hot font talk on this week's After Disaster, guys.
All right, to make up for the Kardashians' vacancy.
I'm sorry about that, yeah. I wasn't trying to disparage your wife's good.
No, right? No, it's not just my wife. And it's many. I mean, I just heard Bill Burr, you know, scratching his head on a show recently talking about how his wife, Nia, who's very very smart and she's a feminist, and she watches religiously. I don't get it. We're missing
something.
I don't
get it either.
We're missing
something.
Well,
I think this sort of explains why there's not equal pay in the workplace. Should I not have said that?
To make up for the loss that is the Kardashians, I got a show that I discovered. I can't believe I keep forgetting to talk about it on the program, but I discovered it while on the boat in the Mediterranean. Ooh. When I was on a cruise a few weeks ago. We only had one channel that was decent.
Is it the Italian translation of Canadian Border Patrol?
No.
That I was telling you guys about?
No. Okay. I don't recall you ever telling us about that.
Did you really watch that?
Yeah, I loved it.
That's fantastic. The Italian translation of Canadian Border Patrol.
You never talked about that.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
You probably just were looking at your phone, disinterested.
Sorry, maybe I was being invited to a screening of a film. Very important. Go ahead, tell me more about that.
No, there's not much to say.
Good. Because I'm talking about Come Dine With Me. Come Dine With Me is a great show. It was on like the BBC International.
Come Dine With Me.
That's how it goes. That's like the actual song, but I don't think that ever
What is it?
Whenever I'm watching it, I'm always singing that song. That's funny, Mike. Anyways, Come Dine With Me is great. They take four strangers who don't know each other, mm-hmm. and they each have like a little house party, like a dinner party at their house. They host a dinner party yeah. at their house with the other
so
three.
Four
Sometimes
four
there's
parties.
Five diners, yeah. And then throughout the week, and then they all rate each other afterwards. And it is so much fun. And they're all Brits, right, for the most part. And sometimes they throw an American in that lives over there in the yeah. UK. And a lot of the time they're very catty and they don't like each other. And they have a narrator who is exceptionally cheeky and says really funny things. You know, it's all written after the fact, but he VOs it. Yeah. And he's making fun of everyone. If anyone is at all like a narcissist, he's like just pointing it out and bringing it home, banging it home.
It sounds like this show that Lauren watches called Four Weddings.
No,
like,
she only watches the Kardashians. They all go to, let's be honest.
They take four women and they all go to like each other's weddings.
Yeah,
and
Jillian watches
they like
that.
Rate it, and then one of them gets to go to like Barbados.
It's very similar, but this one's funny.
Yeah, it sounds better.
Do they go to their friends' weddings or strangers?
No, there's four strangers.
Okay, yeah, because it's hard to rate your friends' weddings.
They're like, I don't like the food, it's cold.
Yeah, they're always cunty.
I give this a D for divorce.
We were watching that before our wedding, leading up to the wedding, and it made me kind of nervous because like Jillian was getting like all critiquey with it as well. Yeah, I'm like, oh no.
Oh, who's going to be there critiquing our wedding?
It does still hurt me though. Like, weddings are a personal thing. Like, it's bizarre. But like, one of my friends recently, over drinks, was like, you know, kind of set off the cuff. He's like, yeah, your wedding was great for it being in a cave with no windows or ventilation. I'm like, oh, Christ.
What's he talking about?
Because we were downstairs and we were with
no
windows.
Fantastic. I swear to God, it was the perfect place for a wedding.
He didn't like it.
Where the ceremony took place was beautiful. And every time I go there, I remember it. And downstairs was fucking rad.
Thank you, Mike. You're making
I'm being serious.
You could have come to mine on the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
Tyler's is very, very hot.
I got to send you my bill for skin cancer, by the way. Because I'm sure it's set in by now. You know what's funny about your wedding is I put on a suit and then I went, you know what? For the first time ever, I'm going to put on a t-shirt underneath this jacket because I know sweat's going to be rolling down. It was like 100 or 100.
Yeah, I know. And the day before was like a cool 75. Yeah. It was like the perfect day.
And the table that we were at?
Directly in the sun.
Was the last one to lose the sun. Yeah. I looked around every single other table.
Well, everyone else
shade.
Just moved theirs into the... You guys can blame Bridezilla, Lauren, for that. She went into like... She was so chill through the whole wedding process. And then it was the day of, and they were setting up like that. Or no, it was the day before they were setting up the chairs. And she started to get like just super like overwhelmed. And the coordinator person was like, should we put it? The sun's going to be setting that way. We could put the tables over there. She's like, nah, just over there. Just I want them over there. Just put them over there.
No,
yeah.
You shouldn't have told me that. Yeah.
And then afterwards, she was like, I feel so bad. I just didn't know what to do. And
we should have just moved our table.
That's what everyone else did. Mm-hmm.
All right, what are we talking about? A flashback four years ago to a hot wedding?
Yeah.
That was that the last wedding I drank at? Because I left there smashed.
Yeah.
People had a good time.
I couldn't drink that red wine fast enough. It was so much fun. Wow. I'm serious.
Lauren was walking around the dance floor just drinking straight out of a white wine bottle.
Like the minute that's when I was intimidated to drink in front of Dr. Drew. The minute he left, we fucking grabbed bottles for our table immediately.
As one does. Stop, Mr. Phone.
Good times.
Speaking of Dr. Drew.
Do you guys think, you know, like, you get naked, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're kind of thin.
I always get naked.
You're kind of thin. Mike, you're thin now, but you've been meaty at times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you're completely naked.
Yeah.
And you kind of see the little love handles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Disturbing.
You know, the placement of them, I question that.
What do you mean?
Do you think that our underwear and pants and... buckles, belts, like
should
sculpted.
Be higher.
No, do you think that it's sculpted?
I believe that can be done. If braces work on teeth, why wouldn't belts make your love handle stick?
Like,
out? What
if we didn't wear like pants ever,
if
I don't
we
know
wore
if
dresses,
be there.
Loose dresses, we would have
be like saddlebags, probably, right?
I bet you're right.
So weird.
So we should get high waisted pants.
Totally. Yeah, I think that's maybe why old men have high waisted pants.
Are you saying that love handles wouldn't exist if it weren't for what we wear?
Yeah.
That's I think he's right.
Exactly what I'm
I
saying.
Think he's right.
Master of science.
No.
You don't have love handles. You can't weigh in.
No,
quiet.
I have a little bit.
Yeah, well, notice where they are. Notice.
Yeah, they're just by your hips.
Take note. Take inventory
which is
of
like
that.
Where your body stores
I think it would store it more evenly if
think,
you weren't wearing belts.
I think it would droop down. I think it would droop down.
Yeah, I'm going to get some sweatpants.
You want droop? I don't understand.
No,
I want it to go away.
I don't like how it's just like a shelf. It's like hip, love handle, and then like the regulars. Yeah. Like
I'm with
deltoid.
You.
I don't like. I don't,
that is. I am.
I'm gonna get naked.
Guarantee.
And you look at my. Pocket.
Guarantee that ancient tribes that didn't wear clothes.
Oh yeah, I've seen pictures of like. Look at. Well, they're always skinny because they're always out running around chasing rabbits.
Maybe some Polynesian ones. I'm sure they
chasing
had
rabbits.
They probably had pants though. I don't know if this can ever be proven because people who
they wore a dress skirt, they didn't wear pants.
Naked people never get fat. Like the people that live in the bush.
That's a fact.
They don't.
It's a fact.
They don't have time to get fat.
I think part of it might be the fact that there's no food, but other than that.
And when there is food, they're chasing it.
Speaking of food.
If they had Fitbits, they'd destroy. Like they, if they had Fitbits and I went up against them every week.
They could look at their Fitbit in between. The concept of naked people is like.
Oh, boobs. Wait, what am I? My example. I can totally, absolutely win this argument right here, right now.
Got no argument for me.
You ever see a woman who doesn't wear a bra? Sagging.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a study recently within the last 2 years that said that's not true.
No, that is true. I see it. Hippies have sagging boobs who don't wear bras, and they think they're liberated because they burn them. And women who do wear bras all the time, they take off the bra, stays up.
This podcast
up.
In 1968.
I don't know.
It's true, though.
A whirlwind of emotions and ignorance.
It just sounded like you said the N-word, and that was offensive to me.
What? Yeah.
It sounded like you said that. When was the last time the N-word was yelled from the stage?
5 minutes ago when we walked in.
When we were testing the acoustics.
I don't know.
Here.
I haven't heard it here. No, on Monday night, it's nonstop.
Maybe because that's like Mo Better Blues night or whatever?
You got it. No blues, but.
Mo Better Mondays?
Some people might be feeling down. Yeah, it's like a big party. They have a DJ. It's like a party more than a comedy show, even though it is totally a comedy show, but it's like a party.
I thought it was not good in here. Fluorescent lights.
No. You want me to kill those?
It's just on for the cleaning.
I know.
Correct Amundo.
She left. We'll never know where she's from.
Well, the music's playing, so she's got to return.
Also, how do you ask that without it being weird?
Where are you from-o?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hecho en Mexico?
Hey, got a quick corrections and retractions from, I don't know when it was or even if it was on
the
show.
The Masters of Retraction.
But Garen, listener Garen, sent me an email letting me know that he is, I believe he's a history teacher.
Uh-oh.
And he makes him cringe whenever he hears wrong facts being given out.
So how does he listen to their show?
So he wants to let me know that Prague is the Czech Republic, which I know. It's in the Czech Republic. I guess I said Czechoslovakia once by mistake. I understand they're two separate countries now. I get that. Not Czechoslovakia. And it is in the European Union.
Ooh, Czech Cashing Republic would be a good name for like a payday advance place.
But it's not part of the Eurozone. Same with Croatia.
It'll probably go over everyone's heads, though.
I know.
What is the Eurozone? I don't know. Now it's a classic case of, like, now I have more
Eurozone
questions.
Eurozone is the places that use the Euro.
Then I have answers. It's why aren't you using the Euro if you're in the European Union, Croatia, and Prague, and Czech Republic? All right. So there's that. That's all I have to say.
Well, because the people in the Euros.
Thank you, Garen, for setting me straight.
Vote to let in countries.
This is all
And if they bring
confusing.
In a country that has, like, a bad economy, it can drag down the value of the euro.
Well, why isn't Greece in there yet? Or out?
Because the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to be up here December 6th. I'm going to be on that stage.
Yeah, I'll be here too.
Emily, Sex with Emily. Emily Morris is having her 10-year anniversary party show here at the Improv, and I'm going to be on there.
Mm.
As well as her sidekick from the TV show that she had, Menace. Who apparently is a very nice man.
Is that his real name?
I don't think so.
Garen. And
Dr. Drew is going to be up there on stage, too. Shocking, isn't it?
Garen sounds like a piece of machinery, doesn't it? We need to get a new Garen for this.
Would you keep it in the garage? Maybe.
That was terrible. You want me to delete that?
Yeah, please do.
His parents probably thought to name him Darren.
Maybe I'm just mispronouncing it. No, his name's Garen, and that's like, the appropriate name.
It's kind of an original name.
Should we keep the ignorance rolling with some Masters of Science?
You know what? You're right. That is an appropriate name. Maybe it's Mr. Garen.
Dr. Garen.
The cool kids call him Mr. G.
Mr. G.
Yeah, let's get some Masters of Science.
Yeah, I feel since
And they say I'm heading over to the G spot, where he hangs out and has coffee.
Isn't that a thing? There's a place out here called the G spot, isn't there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's probably like 2 million of them.
It was a strip joint by my house, and apparently they have a.
It's called your spare bedroom.
A little like a
rim shot.
Bathroom. I mean, not bathroom. A little like bar attached to it, which is kind of weird because you're not allowed to drink booze in strip
joints.
But you can
go next door.
But there's like right next door, and I guess it's just like a bikini bar, but it's attached, and they call that the wet spot. And I'm always offended by it every time I drive by a billboard, which is numerous times a day. I get offended by the wet spot ad. Come to the wet spot.
It's pretty forward.
Ugh, I don't like Tyler. I don't like.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
People don't like. We did not create a lot of Empire fans last week.
No?
No. Mm. People tried it because of our staunch recommendations.
Yes.
I heard a lot of tweets say,
turned it off after 5 minutes. What is this shit? What have you guys done to me?
Does Ron Howard and Brian Grazer produce that show? Because they were sure promoting the hell out of it.
I don't think so.
I've never seen their names attached.
Is it an Imagine show?
I imagine it might be. God, will you cut that out too, please? Will you erase that? Let's get rid of that.
You're on fire today.
I told you, I'm hungover, and it's early morning for me.
Can we shoot this over to Jeff Fox and have him make a few corrections?
You might be the after disaster if...
What? What is that? What did you just say?
A callback to my bad Jeff Foxworthy Microno joke.
I know. I was here for that. Okay, here's another problem that I have. I like to go to a bar by my house, right, after work some nights, and you know, work on stuff, and you know, I'll catch up on my Penguins news. You know, it's the end of the day, I'll have a couple pops. They got like amateur comedy night going on on the nights that I go in there.
Amateur anything's not good, unless it's first time stripper night.
And it's like one dude on stage, right?
Just give me an idea for the next 80 live show.
Hey, that's a good idea for a business. All of our hookers, this is their first night.
Oh, like they're like you're breaking them in as a hooker?
Yeah.
There's a lot of turnover.
That is weird, though, like, because there always has to be a first time, and you would think that guy would have to pay a premium, but he probably doesn't even know.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea.
He doesn't know. Because
right?
You could tag an extra grand onto that.
At least.
First time turning a trick or first time sex at all?
First
good
time
point, because it's trick. What if she's just kind of loose and then decides I should be getting paid for this?
Right.
This is the worst.
But if she's like a virgin that just moved out from her Midwestern uptight upbringing, and she's like, I'm going to sell my body.
This is a great episode if people want to introduce their friends to our show.
I'm going to let somebody totally soil my purity.
I think they do have like a website. I don't want to talk about that. No. All right. Let's move on.
All right.
What
were we saying before you brought up the hookers?
We were talking about the strip club called the Wet Spot.
No, we were talking about
you're
my...
No, you're getting popped.
He's at his watering hole where he likes to check on the hours and hours of Penguin news that break every day.
There's a lot of Pittsburgh Penguins.
They can swim longer than you thought.
And I don't have time. I kind of get in a rhythm, you know. Like I like to read about the Penguins.
They don't eat as much mackerel as
they
first thought.
I play my Yahtzee, and then I feel too douchey nowadays writing scripts and stuff.
I got a good idea for you if I could afford it as a Christmas gift, is I have Morgan Freeman read you the Penguin news every day.
I don't want that to happen.
Dear Anderson.
It's because Mike's making a stretch because the March of the Penguins was narrated by Morgan Freeman. All right.
I'm making a stretch.
That's a little bit of a stretch. Bit of a stretch.
Sidney Crosby.
So,
fun fact.
So
they're not really penguins.
I'm
they're people.
Taking a lot of notes on my phone and actually writing some dialogue and whatnot because I'm self-aware to the point where I don't want to write in bars anymore. When I used to write in there all the time in various bars, but now I'm
because all of your dialogue is when's this waitress coming back.
And it's when I go in there, there's like maybe three people in the bar and five people on stage or around stage doing bad comedy. And I get some of the comics like to comment on the other three people in the bar. And I'm just there minding my own business, trying to have a beer at the end of the day.
Yeah, talking about the guy riding in the
look
corner.
Look at this guy ignoring the show. It's like, it's not a fucking show, dude.
Look at this guy. He thinks he's a comedian. You should just point a gun at him. That'll stop it.
I don't think I should do that. Yeah. And then, like, I feel like pressure to like have to react and laugh. It's like I'm not there for the fucking comedy.
Yeah,
this was just a normal bar until like 2 weeks ago.
Yep. You should bring your typewriter in and just
clack 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 clack
clack away during their show.
Clack 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 clack. My sound effect machine. It's like playing fake applause breaks, rim shots.
You know what you could do to fix that? Just point a video camera at them the whole time, and go.
On my phone.
Got to try harder because this is going onto YouTube tonight.
I'm YouTubing this right now. I'm periscoping you.
For our new
say
show called
funny.
Bad Comedy.
And then I should probably just find another bar. I think that's what I'm going
to
do.
That's
just
a good
find
idea.
A new bar.
Go to that
this
Nectar
is the Gypsy bar.
Bar.
This
go
is
to
the,
Nectar
the,
bar.
Where the Gypsy lady works.
Tell her to stop having shitty comics.
My daughter ripped off an old lady today.
I haven't seen her. She got injured. She's got like her arms been in a sling and stuff, so she hasn't been in there lately. And now there's amateur comedy night going on.
The world's falling apart. Mm-hmm. All right, do you want a Masters of Science?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
One of the worst shows we've done in a while. I can feel it, right?
No, I think it's
please
fine.
Explain the Electoral College.
All right.
It's where people
that's a Masters of Political Science
want to know about electorals.
They go to school.
Do you want to make this joke? Do you want to make this joke?
It's done. It's already been done. People who want to know about electorals, that's the place where they go. It's an institution.
Yeah, it's like electricians.
The Electoral College is why I stopped voting, because one vote can't make a difference. It's proven. Electoral College proved it.
Correctamundo, and I don't even know anything about it.
But he's correctamundoing it.
No, I know that when we come around to California, no one gives a shit about campaigning here because it's already been decided.
Right.
Pretty much.
And I think we should flip-flop that, and California should make the rules for the rest of the country.
The way I understand electoral colleges, each state has a number assigned to them in proportion to the number of people that live in that state. So we crush it. We got a ton.
What's weird, though, is that, if I'm correct, some states are able to, some states, if it's a winner-take-all state, you get, like, all 54 electoral votes.
Right.
But other states can be split. So if you have a majority... But you can still win, like, oh, he gets 12 of the votes from Ohio or whatever. I think that's all right. I could be totally wrong.
I'm glad you chimed in.
But I know there's things called winner-take-all states. I think
it's why nobody campaigns in Montana.
I think they're all
there's
that
no
way.
People in Montana.
That's what I mean. No one's
they don't have an airport
no one's spending
either,
weeks
so it's
up
hard
there.
To get into.
The only way to get into Montana is by mule. That's what I hear.
Mule, or you can walk on foot.
Is Montana where Dave Letterman lived?
Yes, he still
and
does.
And fly there on the weekends?
He still lives there.
It's where David Lynch is from, too. Bizarre.
A lot of writers
Everyone's
live there.
David.
Letterman lives there. A couple of other TV people have places there. But
he
Letterman's
fly there
full time.
For the weekends, right?
Full time. Right now,
no,
yeah.
Obviously now. But he
but
would,
he would
like,
go there. Like, that would be his weekend retreat every weekend.
I think he would leave
two
every
shows,
Friday.
Two shows on Thursday, Thursday night, flew to Montana, came home Monday. Came back to New York Monday. Every week.
They didn't cover that in the late shift that made
for TV
movie.
Because this was way after that.
This is after he got his kid, I think.
I learned something about that whole late shift that was new, because we all knew that whole story, and that movie's kind of interesting.
I didn't know the story.
But Letterman would have gotten The Tonight Show, according to, who's the president of NBC at the time?
Was it Tartakov or whatever his name is?
Broom.
The short guy.
Broom. Something
still around. He produces Fargo.
Empire.
Fargo. Warren Littlefield.
Yes.
Warren Littlefield recently said that Letterman was their top choice, but Mike Ovitz screwed it up by demanding too much and otherwise. And the person interviewing him said, "Does Letterman know that?" And he said, "No."
Oh, well, now he does. Good.
Who's Mike Ovitz?
Mike Ovitz
Who's
was
Mike
the
Ovitz?
Super
Are you
agent.
Serious?
He was the most powerful agent
Why
in the
would
business.
I know an
because
agent from the 80s?
Because then he took over Disney, and he's got a massive name out there.
Yeah, the only my Disney knowledge is like
Mickey
Mike
Mouse.
Eisner. That's my age of
Ovitz.
Disney.
Eisner, Ovitz was the biggest agent in Hollywood for a long time. He dominated. He was also ruthless.
Can we get him?
Very disliked, probably.
We also
probably now.
In this very booth.
He also has one of the biggest private art collections in the world. But he fucked up something and then fell apart, and now no one wants to work with him. But either way, Michael Eisner made him the CEO of Disney.
We should get an amazing
and he had a
one-year shark agent for our
one
show.
Year, but he had
you got to hear these guys.
That would be pretty
sweet. They're the
top. That would be pretty great.
Yeah. But Ovitz had one of those parachute deals.
He was setting us on calls. We're like, why? What?
But he had one of those deals where he was going to make like $10 million at Disney. And if he were fired or quit, he got like 30.
Million.
Yeah, it was like
so
some.
They have to keep you.
And after a year, they got rid of him. And he got, it was basically like a year's work
that
for like $40 million. Dollars. Yeah.
That happens all. If you have CEO or CFO or any of that in your title, you're set.
That,
you're a white man from Harvard or from one of the Ivy League schools, and it's just a boys' club. And I've worked at companies where they hire these guys, they bring them in, and they literally sit in their fucking office, tell old war stories, call up a few people that they know, get some deals done by just saying, "Hey, I'm over here now."
That's how it works.
And they just trade money, and then they get let go after 6 months, and they leave with a massive severance package, which is about quadruple of what you make in probably a year.
Mm-hmm.
And what,
more than that,
if you're there, just slaving away every goddamn day,
quadruple.
Well, no,
way
more. Their severance, like
they get like $40 million.
Yeah, well,
something
no,
like
I'm
that.
Talking about smaller scale. What I've seen, like you know, they'll walk with like $200,000, just on top of what they're already making. Oh, it's so gross.
And that's how.
I hate it.
And that's how the Electoral College works.
And that is exactly how.
Okay, next question.
Mm-hmm.
Just to finish with the electorals. Like, so
it's
like,
such an interesting topic.
California, I think it's got like 32 or something. And then if we tip the scale and like 51% of the voters vote for the Democrats, that they get the Democrats get the points from California, however many they are. And then they add up the points at the end of the day after the vote. And I think like the magic number is like you need to get like 270 or something like
but
that.
Am I not mistaken in thinking that California never has an impact?
You know, you're not mistaken.
Rarely.
I mean, I think
they'd have
since
to like have an amazing
If I had to guess, Ronald Reagan was the last time that I had an impact, and that's because he was a California governor for a while. And
but like the,
but doesn't California always go Democrat?
Yeah, but I just talked about Ronald Reagan, which was the '80s, and I could be wrong, but I think that he was. I think that he won. I think he won most all states. All state. Are you?
You're in good hands with Ronald Reagan.
All right, Tyler, give me some.
What is a black hole?
I'm not going to make that joke.
Thank you for showing a restraint.
Her name's Trixie. She.
What is a black hole?
She's on Santa Monica.
Is it a star? An imploded star?
It's a vacuum, Brian.
Is that what it is?
Michael.
Isn't it like the absence of matter?
Yes. No, but isn't it a star that's imploding?
Yeah, I think there's like a supernova and it sucks in on itself and it's such. It's
but such, I don't think they all become black holes.
No, only the big ones.
It's a movie from Disney
with a robot that's kind of scary and has blades on the end of its hand.
What?
And he corners someone, and it gives Anderson nightmares as a child.
There's a there's a Disney movie called Black Hole,
and it's real bad ripoff of Star Wars. It's not very good.
I've never heard of this.
It's like in the Battlestar Galactica.
You have now.
Black Hole.
Did you see that Star Wars sold $50 million in pre-sales?
Everyone settled down.
That's nice.
I think
down.
That too. So I mean,
let's all just calm down for a minute, shall we?
I'm calm.
$50 million in pre-sales.
Oh, that reminds me. That goddamn Keep Calm thing?
Yeah.
What is that? Why do things like that happen?
Wait, are you finally like aware of this?
No, I've been aware of it, and it's been, you know, in my peripheral, and it's been annoying me like silently for quite some time, but now I'm coming public.
Well, I am curious about how it started. Was it somebody that just thought Keep Calm, like a meditative type of t-shirt, and then everyone else started adding things on the bottom?
No,
Keep Calm.
From,
listen to the after disaster.
From the World War II. Mic.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now I like it.
Those, the British, like, propaganda.
Oh, the whatever. Leaflets?
Yeah, that's why it has the Queen's crown on it. It says, keep calm and
I knew nothing about
keep
this.
Calm and carry on. It's like, like stiff upper lip kind of thing.
Yeah, keep calm while bombs are ruining everything.
Keep calm.
Just chill out.
Keep calm while the means to go run downstairs and hide in the sewers.
Stay calm, though.
That's how they actually got them out, right? It's like they turned on the sirens and they would spit out of the siren that was making that sound and the leafleting. No?
You think sound moves paper?
It does.
It does, you're right, but it doesn't throw it. It doesn't throw it.
Are you saying that they put the posters on the wall by using the sirens?
I'm having an off day.
We should go back to the idea of dropping leaflets.
Keep calm, Tyler, and get my jokes. We need to make shirts now. Keep calm and listen to the app.
No.
Yeah, why did it just pop up out of nowhere? Goddamn internet.
I seem to see them everywhere now.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I think people realize it's one of those things that you could modify yourself and sell it, and you're not going to get
kind
of
like Got Milk.
No one can own it.
Hey, real quick, without going into this in too much detail, I need to know.
That'd be a good ad for
Got Boners. Come to the wet spot.
Am I out of line being irritated by people who decided to get super political with the terrorist attacks in France on all over Facebook? It's like nonstop trying to prove.
No, it's the worst.
You're
not going to change anyone's mind on Facebook. Everyone just
I agree,
shut
but
up.
What? This is the first time I've seen some like people just go get explosively angry and start defending or saying stuff against Muslims. And I was like,
reactionary stuff.
But in all honesty,
it was the first time we've seen anyone say anything bad about Muslims.
No, but I mean, people either picked a side and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't think.
Wait,
when
they're
that
side
happened,
picking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a ton of people writing extensive defenses of the Muslim people and talking. And I, when this attack happened, I didn't immediately go, Muslims. Even though they were, I didn't immediately think that. And maybe.
No, yeah, that's weird that you want to think that.
I didn't think that. I swear to God. And I just wondered, is that really, are Muslims getting attacked right now?
Oh, my God. Are we talking about this?
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people think that all Muslims are bad and they want to. Donald Trump recently said, like 2 days ago, was like, yeah, we need to investigate into closing all mosques in the United States. Mm-hmm. He's like, that's something we should look into.
If he gets an office, can you imagine?
It's going to be not
I don't think he can get into office.
I don't know.
He's still leading.
I honestly think that's made up. I think people want him.
Made up?
Dude, he's got the electoral votes, bro.
He does have the electoral votes.
I can't even fathom that he would be the president.
It was great because I watched the Republican debate and mm-hmm. he was talking about Putin and what a great guy he is and how they like both did the same show. They're on some, I think, 60 Minutes. And
he's
they,
fabulous. Love him.
Yeah. We had an extensive talk. We a great man. Like he made it sound like he had a really good working relationship going with him back for years. And then when he explained how he knew him, It was like before a TV show in a green room for maybe a half hour.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the woman who was
why would Donald Trump know Vladimir Putin?
The Republican. Well, he did meet him in a green room for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, like a Russian supermodel or something.
Oh yeah, that's how they met.
That's a good point. She would look pretty good as the first lady.
You want to marry?
I boned your wife before you met her.
It'd be weird to be like actually attracted to the first lady. You know what I mean? I guess Michelle Obama's pretty good looking. But I just think of old, like, you know, like Barbara Bush, yeah, is like first lady, and fucking Just Say No whore.
Jackie O was like the hottest first lady.
Yeah.
The only problem is her eyes were too wide.
Jackie O was hot, but she's way before my time.
But her eyes were too far apart.
Were they?
Yeah.
I didn't like the scarf look either. It made her look like she should have been in a bread line or something.
Yeah.
They said the scarf flick, and I was like, what is that? Scarf is she flick. Constantly flicking her scars?
So then the woman on the panel, I can't remember her name. Forgive me, I'm terrible with names. There you go. She countered with, you know, I have met Putin, and it wasn't in a green room on a show. It was actually in meetings, numerous meetings I've had with him.
Why would she have met him?
Because she's a CFO and CEO, and she does stuff.
Why would Putin be doing anything with Hewlett-Packard?
Because he likes to print things.
We changed it to Hewlett-Putin.
He's like, I want to make many things that say, keep calm, be communist.
Fucking printer not working again.
Keep communist.
Oh, yeah. So, where were we?
I don't know.
We're like in nine things at once.
Disgusting me that we're talking about the debates.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's scary. It's actually scary.
It's gonna be coming up though, because like every 4 years, it's kind of like the Olympics. Politics do get fun for like this big one.
Do you really think they're fun?
Yeah.
I think it's we're inundated with misinformation, and I don't appreciate it.
Says the guy who's never watched a debate or read an article
about it. I watched the last Democratic debate.
Snooze fest. Yeah. It's funny. You should.
Well, that one's not the sideshow.
You should watch the difference, because I mean they are like night and day as far as entertainment goes.
I watched the greatest hits of the Republican, the first one at the Ronald Reagan.
Uh-huh.
But I gotta say,
plane in the background, so
obnoxious. Yeah. There's no way to not watch the Democratic debates and think Bernie
Sanders is
the greatest guy. Yeah, but he's just like the greatest guy.
He is so Larry David. And Jalen and I were saying, did you see SNL? Two weeks running, Larry David played him. It was pretty great. But Bernie's fucked.
Of course, he's not going to.
When France happened, Bernie just completely lost any kind of possibility of being.
Why?
Considered. Because he's got zero foreign policy. He's all about, we need to get this country moving and working again. And we got to take from the rich. Got to take from the rich. Give to the poor.
I just love that he's an old man on stage, and like he reached over and patted that other guy on the shoulder. Like, reached over, like, hey, good job. Like, you know.
He is a real person. Which I like.
Yeah.
How do eyes work?
Well.
Optical nerves and shit.
That's not an answer.
And shit. Lenses, shit. Bunch of fucking shit.
Corneas and shit. Rods and cones.
Did you hear about, so all the Paris stuff online and Instagram and Facebook, you know, all the, it was like the new Never Forget. And like, did you hear about the guy that, put like he painted like an Eiffel Tower on his abs.
Yes, I saw that guy. What an asshole!
No,
he's like some Instagram dude that has a bunch of followers because he has like a good ripped
physique.
Body, and he painted that Eiffel Tower in the peace sign like on his abs, like thinking about Paris. Like, shut the hell up!
Was it weird?
What a prick.
Was it because you were at the Eagles of Death Metal show at Tower Records a few weeks ago?
Yes. It was absolutely hit me way harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when I heard about it, I heard about it and I looked online. Because
there
I
is
saw,
that personal attachment to it.
I saw a picture of the singer and I'm like, no fucking way.
So Jesse Hughes was on Loveline just about a week before I went to Europe. And really nice guy.
Yep.
Gave me his phone number. Kind of almost forced it. Like, hey, I want you to come to the thing tomorrow. And I said, I can't make it, but I'll take your number. And then I text him to get you in. And he got right back to me and he's like,
wow.
A very nice guy, and to hear that, you know, he went through all that and lost his
You guys got us in,
guy. And
the show was fantastic. They're super entertaining.
And I know that I was only in Paris for two nights, and I know I called it shit town. I have some regret about it.
Yeah, a lot of people tweeted, looks like they agreed with Anderson.
Yeah. Mm. But I know that if I was in Paris that night, I for sure would have entertained the idea and probably most likely would have
been
on
the show. Fuck.
At the show. And Jillian brought that up, and she's like, yeah, and if I went with you, you're an idiot, and you'd probably be up front acting like yourself, and I'd probably be in the back, and I'd be safe. Yeah, it's terrifying. horrible. And then I thought that a friend of mine, a screener at Loveline, was there because I knew she was in Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
She got back the day before.
Who?
Jessica.
Hmm.
Jessica's the best. And
wow.
I was texting, like, you know, everyone that I knew because I didn't have her number, and no one was getting back to me. And I was like, I was really concerned that she was there because I know that she's a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you want to know how I found out about the attacks?
What's the news?
Friday, we were driving to go camping up in Malibu.
Oh, that's right.
And I had it on 98.7, and Cade was on, you know, the afternoon guy that talks like this.
Yeah.
So a song ended. He's like, looks like some terrorism things are going on over in Paris right now. Reports are coming out that hostages and people are being attacked or killed at the Eagles of Death Metal concert. So hope Josh is okay. Here's Weezer.
They didn't play an EODM?
Wow.
No, the fact that he signaled out just the singer of the band. Hope Josh
He's
is okay.
Not even the singer.
Josh isn't the singer.
Whatever. Whatever Josh does in the band. Josh Homme, yeah. Homie, whatever.
Yeah, the guy you're talking about, the guy from Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Who has something to
do with Josh is okay.
I don't think Josh is in the band. No, he just like...
He was at the show, but he didn't play or anything.
He's at every show. He's always at the Ween shows that I go to and the Moist Boys
then
shows.
Maybe he said Jesse, but either way, the fact that he didn't say, I hope people are safe. He just said, I hope that the singer
way to find out.
Of the band
yeah.
is okay.
You know what? That's what you get for listening to that fucking
Yeah, I know. I was just imagining being on a road trip with you guys listening to that terrible station.
That one that Tyler just... Yeah we would never do that. We would never do that.
Because we sit in silence when we drive. We drove all the way to Death Valley without even turning the radio on. No, but I mean...
We sit in silence as far as like outside boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you going to make the pilgrimage to go see those Ween reunion shows?
Oh, yeah. Should we do a Destination Disaster in Denver?
Sure. I would do that.
So here's what happened. Ween finally ran out of money. Thank God.
Wait, real quick. If you sign up for the Southwest deals, they always have round trips from L.A. to Denver for like $70.
Really?
I mean, no, one way. Yeah. It's
always... I already found a flight for $137.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I haven't bought it yet. But so Ween ran out of money, which I knew was just a matter of time to happen. And they announced a couple days ago, Tyler, you let me know, like five people
from
sent
listener,
me text
yeah.
messages saying, hey, Ween's getting back together. They just announced it. And the fuckers, they're playing at this big arena. It holds like 6,500, maybe 7,000 people. I've seen them there before. I saw them there for a Halloween show years ago. And it's in Denver. And they had a lottery. You could submit your name and your credit card information, all that, for like a pair of tickets. And they were going like 2 days later. They just at random picked people who, because that's how many people want to go see this freaking show.
At random
shows.
or till we sell out.
Yeah, I think they were testing the waters. Right. They weren't sure because I could have bought a VIP package for like it was like $200 a ticket or something ridiculous, and that would have guaranteed it. But I'm like, I'm not gonna. Anyways, long story short, I submitted because they said don't submit twice or more than once. So I, especially with the same credit card, so I submitted two different credit cards for myself, and then I used Jillian's name and her credit card for once.
So now you got six tickets?
Nope, I only got a pair. I got denied on the other two.
Whoa,
denied.
Well, you're in.
So I'm in.
That's good, though. I'm would have sucked if you got six or would you have sold them.
Because it's been over. I don't know what I would have done.
Scalping.
I think that's what they're worried about because Ween shows, they generate such like a cult following that a lot of people do realize that and they buy like a ton of tickets. Sure. And then I've seen them being sold for absurd amounts. In fact, I bet that these tickets are going to sell for a lot of money. And Chilling's already saying, well, maybe we'll sell the second. I'm out. We're not going to sell because we're going back-to-back nights. And then they added a third show now. They're playing three nights back-to-back-to-back.
Mm. Why Denver?
I don't know, Central, I guess.
Legal
and they
weed,
like it.
Bro.
I wish they were playing Red Rocks because I've seen them at Red Rocks twice, and it's the greatest ever. It's the greatest.
Cut to the national tour. We're playing the Roxy for five nights.
No, it's going to be really great, though, to see them you know, on stage for the first time in almost 5 years.
There's something cool, too, about like traveling to go see your band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than waiting for them to come to you.
We should all travel there.
What's the date on that show?
How are we going to get tickets?
President's. Oh, you don't have to go see Ween. You guys could go see whoever's playing at Red Rocks.
We can just go see Peen.
You going to make that
What's
joke?
What's the... Mm-hmm.
You going to make that one?
When is that show?
President's
There's just a naked,
Day weekend.
Naked band.
That doesn't...
That covers Ween songs.
So it's going to be snowing and ice cold there.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we do the motorhome trip?
Yeah, that sounds cold.
Motorhome to Denver?
Yeah.
That seems expensive. Because you only get motorhomes are great, but
about
it's
the
miles
issue.
And the gas.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're gonna do a motorhome destination disaster soon.
We should just borrow a listener's motorhome.
That's not a bad idea. That's a terrible idea.
Why?
I don't want to be liable.
Yeah, I don't like
this
that.
One is covered by insurance.
We'd be liable. You can get insurance for shit like that.
What if we realize we can't afford the mileage or the gas and we just park in front of your house and stay in it for 3 days?
That would be so sad. And we'd like fake it? We're at the Salton Sea. Doesn't it smell bad out here?
If we fake that again, we're pieces of shit.
So you were turning somebody on to the Leica show recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His producer, Gary, and his phone screener, Dino, who I like very much. Dino, they apparently have a show. I actually listened to a part
podcast?
Of one. Yeah, they have a podcast. Gary's got a great radio voice, and Dino's a character. So, evidently, they did a show at Salton Sea just a couple weeks ago. Listener Marina, let me know.
Like copycat, people went out
copycat hit
to
the
it?
Baseball.
Yeah,
or like
they did
remote.
It at a bar, and it was a live show at a bar that people went to. Yeah. Mm.
Did they get a lot of people?
I don't know. Mm. But I was very upset by that.
Mm. I'm upset by it, too.
Yeah.
If someone does a show at the bottom of a crater, I'll be fucking fuming.
Should we declare war on that show? Remember when we used to call people out that were like right above us on iTunes?
Yeah,
like,
never worked.
Just talk shit.
Never did anything for us at all. Not a single thing. Someone said something about they wanted you to talk shit about Brian because Brian's starting a new show.
Is he really?
Mm. You know what? I thought about that in the shower this morning while I was
the film safe.
I'm like, do I bring that up on the After Disaster? And it just didn't feel right because he's not here to defend himself.
What's his?
So
what's the
I'm
show
going
to do?
He's going to be attacked. And you know, if he hears this before that, he fair warning, Brian, on Monday's show that we're recording, which is the annual Black Friday Film Lovers Guide to Black Friday deals,
mm-hmm.
not deals, but like a Christmas list that we do every year with your buddy Rich.
Is Do the Right Thing on it?
I'm going to attack you,
Michael,
for a comment you made on the Hairy Man's podcast. Okay, you're going to be attacked.
Who's the Hairy Man?
Adam Carolla.
Oh.
Very hairy fellow.
So Brian is starting a new show.
No, I'm not going to talk about it because he's not here to defend himself.
Well, why does he have to defend himself for expanding his horizons?
I'll lay it out there. I'll lay it out. No, here's how it went, okay? This feels wrong. But
we were dragged into it on Twitter. It's not our fault.
What did the guy on Twitter say?
Someone named Hawaii Podcast Man, so he must like us.
Mm.
Said Bald Brian, looking forward to the new Baldywood podcast. Will you still be doing the Film Vault? And he said yes, and thank you.
Oh, then, it's a movie related.
And then someone said, I'm sure Anderson will talk about this on the After Disaster.
Mm.
The Film Vault isn't that show. Hashtag Brian.
Oh, the Film Vault. It will be discussed on that. So evidently, how it came up. Evidently, there it is. Somebody called the Hairy Man's show and said, hey, Brian, I love your movie reviews, which is kind of funny. It's kind of comical right there. And then he said, you should start a movie show. And Brian, instead of saying, hey, yeah, I already do the Film Vault,
said,
yeah, I've been thinking about doing that, and I want to talk to the Hairy Man about that.
That's a Mike Carano move right there.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far.
So a few listeners have let me know of this event.
Mike, you should do a podcast with two other guys. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
The gall, the tenacity. I mean,
that is upsetting.
So we did top five Weasley characters a couple weeks ago on the Film Vault.
Did you just do Brian?
And the reason why they came up was because the week before we had done top five. And I wonder why he wants to start a show without me. The week before we had done top five actors we would like to see play our co-host. And while researching for that show, I'm like, we need to do top five Weasley characters. But that's why. I mean, that is such a Weasley fucking thing to do.
I'll say.
Weasley. It makes me a little bit nauseous, and it makes me actually consider just saying, you know, fuck it. You're done. I'm done with you, Brian.
Damn.
I just got a text from somebody who works here.
Telling us to clear out?
No, I was just going to bring...
We're not used to that amount of laughter in the in the showroom.
What are we at here?
I can't even say what I was going
to
say.
Oh, we're about to hit a tight hour.
You inviting someone in?
No, she just said, are you at the club by chance? I said yes, and I was going to just point out that she's really a lovely person.
Is she funny?
I don't know, but she's...
you have an alarm?
I'm kind of in love with her.
Mm.
Mm.
Like, as a person.
Is she coming by?
I don't know.
Is she going to be on the program here
we'll
any
see.
Minute?
Mm-hmm. Like, she's such a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to say the name of this person?
Nope.
No. Interesting. Tyler, stop being obsessed with the goddamn time, would you? It's very distracting to all involved, namely me.
Okay, Mr. Phone.
Even though you have to go back to work.
Yeah, I know. Even though I'm on my lunch break right now.
I tell you right now, this podcast is too hot. I'm watching it go into the red all the time and not correcting it. So
la,
it
la, la.
Even.
La, la, la.
So it stays even.
Hey, guys, you want to start a movie podcast?
You know what? Yeah,
sure.
Let's start... I don't even know where to go with this. You want to do a movie podcast?
Ask her where she's from.
No, don't.
Do you want to do a podcast where we review Brian's movie podcast every week?
He would love that. He would love that.
Yeah, no, that's just press.
Wait, I don't understand. Isn't the Bollywood thing a character? Just kidding. I know what it is. I know it's not Bollywood.
Hey,
it's Bollywood.
Room is a great, fantastic movie. It's going to be definitely one of my favorite movies I've seen of the year. You should check it out.
Heard good things.
I've been trying to talk about it on the Film Vault, but my my partner over there just won't see it.
He's probably going to talk about it on his new show.
I put it off for 2 weeks now, but it's fantastic. It really makes you take stock of your own life. I mean, it's one of those where it's like, no,
you
but in a good way.
Just waking up doesn't do that enough for me?
Because the kid's born into this room, right?
Yeah.
Did I call it The Room again?
I don't know.
No, you call it Room.
Okay, good. But yeah,
The Room is a very different movie.
Brie Larson.
Probably better.
You know, mother's his
probably
child.
Sells more tickets.
She goes by Ma, and it's just her and this kid, and for the first 5 years of his life, in this room that's like the size of a shed. It's a shed. And it's fantastic.
You can go see The Room. They brought it to L.A. Not The Room. The Room from Room.
Oh, what?
I just saw a tweet
talk
today
to
that
me
they
about
are.
This.
See, what his tweet is good. That
what
they,
his tweet
they're
is?
Setting it up at the Landmark, I think.
I banned that theater.
But
fuck that theater.
Built, they shipped the entire set, and they've reassembled it there.
And it's at the Landmark.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could just call it Landmark in honor of Room.
I don't know.
Are you talking about the Landmark in Santa Monica?
The Landmark?
No.
Mark Cuban.
Oh, yeah?
A little fun fact there. Mark Cuban.
That's a fun fact.
Mark Cuban.
That brought a smile to my face.
No, he did not name it after himself because his name is not Mark Landmark. Oh, wait. Mark is right there.
We're changing it to the Landmark
his name
Cuban.
His isn't Mark Landmark.
Yeah, there's a couple landmarks, so I wonder which one it's at. I definitely banned the one.
Here it is.
Oh, give me knowledge. I might go there right now. I want to see that room.
It says, this Saturday, visit the original set of Room. Open exclusively for ticket holders following the 2:10 show at the Landmark.
Oh, you know what's really going to upset me is if Brian finally does go see this and he gets to see the
and
actual
and
room.
He scoops the Film Vault on his new podcast.
Yeah, so you gotta go see this new film.
What's the appropriate reaction? Do you guys think to that? I mean, should I be annoyed and upset?
I would definitely feel betrayed.
For him to not be like, I actually already do a movie podcast would be that's insane.
No, he's like, I've been talking about that with the hairy man, and I'm thinking about doing that. That was his reaction.
But that's
and now apparently
to not mention that you've been doing a film show for 6 years.
I mean, it's one thing that he never ever works in a plug on that show. I mean, I can't really complain because you know it's like pulling teeth on the love line for me. The love line, but all right.
I'm upset by this.
We should just go back to the old format, the good format. Remember that?
What?
Miss Movies is out of retirement. Maybe just you, I, and Miss Movies just start doing it. We'll call it the original Film Vault.
I'll just be over here.
Classic Film Vault.
Classic Film Vault. Yeah. And Tyler could just be over there. Hey, I don't want you on the show because we got to differentiate that show from this show. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll just come in for the Oscars episodes.
Yes.
I was cast for a sketch this week.
Oh, yeah?
At the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they come to you and they're like, hey, we're doing a sketch and we thought of you.
Go audition.
That is what they said.
Yeah?
Did you
did
do it?
Did they write it in your honor? I mean,
no,
did they write
not
it?
Not in my honor, but I was...
Were you thought of when they wrote it, is what I'm saying. Like, did they write it thinking like...
No.
What is the character?
No, no.
Does
it's
he touch
a
kids?
A photographer taking photos of James in a band.
Oh, whoa. You
that's
that.
Great.
So I went down to set and stood around for 2 hours. And then, moving on. We don't have time for that scene.
Welcome to the H-Dub.
Yeah.
I know.
Were you really disappointed? And
well,
out?
I had to get back my down payment on that Tesla. That was upsetting.
Wait, so you were supposed to be a photographer?
Yeah.
That was what... Were you very excited? Were you going to try some like
no
hoping to get a couple takes?
I was thinking about doing some of the Empire
moves.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
I was going to do some of
the
Empire
the
moves. It was funny because they're also like, oh, and also can you take photos while you're there? I was like, so this is just two birds.
Yeah.
But I was going to get paid.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Taking photos while you're acting as a photographer.
And what was it
very
for
meta.
Us for the sketch that they're going to play on the show?
That's coming up soon with James and a band.
James and a band. What is that? Is it? What is that?
I'm not supposed to say the band. Cause
what is, oh, James and the band. James is the host.
James is our host.
I know very little things about the world.
Yeah.
James and the band.
He got rid of the giant
beach. But I was, the whole day I was making just obnoxious comments about like the little things I do at the end of the show. I was like, wow, this is the last time I'm going to do this after I get discovered tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen.
That's right.
So I came slumming it back with
It'll be an IMDb credit.
So I'm thinking of going to Mexico or South America. What do you guys think where I should go?
I don't, why don't you ask her?
Oh, maybe I could.
I think no. I think you should go to Segwayistan and not
Segwayistan.
Yeah.
And segue into something else. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm.
Wait, didn't you just get back from Europe and you're already planning another escape?
I'm not really. I was trying to segue into asking a natural question of a woman in the room with
you didn't understand.
Oh, no, I didn't think of it.
Jesus.
All right, good night.
Good night.
That would have been a good ending right there. Positive. Wishing
thanks
people good night.
Thanks for sharing your Friday afternoon with us.
Hey, thanks
unless
for,
it's Anderson's morning.
Eh, it's not morning. It's mid-morning now. Mid-morning.
What are the chances we have tickets on our car?
So make sure you...
Yeah, we should probably go.
Feels like we do, even though there's no way we do. But it
make
feels
sure
like
you subscribe to Brian's new podcast.
Let's not give him any more airtime. He's upsetting me right now. I'm upset by him.
More like Lion.
That's what? Weird.
Lion?
Yeah.
Brian Lion. That's
Lion,
kind of a
Lion
stretch.
Bishop. Lion yeah. Bishop. Speaking of Lion, did you watch Empire this week?
No. I was afraid I was going to talk about it on the show, and I didn't want to talk about it on the show. I felt like
good.
We
it
talked way
one.
Too
it
much.
Got back to got back. We did
back to the roots.
Way,
got
so
back to its roots.
35 minutes left.
Oh, you know what Drunk Andy did last night?
Mm.
I looked mercilessly. Even listened to you talking about it on our show because I became obsessed with watching that Star Wars thing that you were talking about. Where it's like,
yeah.
How many are there? There's two or three or one? Is it just one?
There's three. There's one for each of the prequels,
and they're each about an hour and 20.
Hour and 20. Yeah.
Did you watch
it? Very long. No, because Tyler never once plugged like where
Mr.
to find
it. Mr. Plinkett,
them.
Mr. Plinkett, Star Wars. I said multiple times. Look on
no.
YouTube, Mr. Plinkett.
And like people were emailing me like saying you should check it out, but I got no links there either.
Mm.
And I really wanted to watch it in my drunken state last night.
You would have liked it.
I was buzzed. I wasn't drunk.
I'll watch one too.
People are very curious for your opinions on it.
Plinkett.
Mr. Plinkett.
Mr. Plinkett.
I'll just email you the links when we're done right now.
I'm going to watch it, and maybe I can get a guest spot on Brian's new show.
Maybe Brian's going to review him on his new show.
I want to, and I know it's wrong, but I do
maybe
wanna,
you can have a segment on his new show.
When I do the show on Monday with him, it's going to be hard for me not to slap him. I just want to give him a good little slap
you
right across the face.
You keep introducing him as your guest, Brian, the host of Baldywood, every time you talk about him.
I'll say.
Yeah. All right.
Do you think Logan's waiting in the wings?
I don't think Logan has any idea.
Do you think?
It's going to be news to Logan when I bring this up as well. Yeah.
Ooh, I might have to listen.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, everybody.
I'm frustrated by that he's doing that.
Yeah, okay. I feel like he's getting too much airtime, though. Once again, I already said that.
Yeah, pretty much all we talked about this episode was Electoral College, Mike hates the Kardashians, and...
I don't hate the Kardashians. I just thought that show had some entertainment value to it. I really did, because it's so popular.
And,
I assumed people watched it because it was funny, and I watched it going, oh, that's two minutes of...
Yeah, I didn't mean to start this again.
Bruce Jenner going, I don't know what I want to do for my birthday.
This show is way too hot, you're right. We should just turn up the volume in our earphones instead of the actual... This whole show is probably unlistenable. And I kind of want to, like, not release it until after I do the film fault because I don't want Brian to have any idea that I'm coming for him. I want to cold cock him.
I can't do cold cock. Yeah. I can't not release it. Told people we were recording.
Just don't tell him, anybody.
Yeah, everyone keep quiet.
Yeah. This is between us.
Because he might not listen. I know he listens to the show, but he might not hear it until after because we're recording the film vault super early this week because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a Big Bear Thanksgiving. What do you think
what
of
are
that?
We doing?
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Big what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Oh,
second half of this show gets posted. Yeah.
It's not much of a payoff, though.
Yeah.
Well, and then it'll be something. Talking about the thing that you already did.
Payoff.
Which will be
yeah.
Weird.
All right. Fine.
Okay.
Yes, I feel betrayed by you now.
We should
thank
do
you guys for listening.
Okay, great.
Betrayal.
And don't forget, I have my own podcast called Miscellaneous Adventures from the World of Mike Carano. And I'll be a guest on Baldywood.
Check me out in the sketch.
Episode 1.
Coming soon on the Late Late Show.
Subscribe in iTunes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
That was supposed to be sarcastic. It came out like a real plug.
Did I hit stop?
Yeah.
Or the record? Stop.